Namaste and welcome to this unique meditation on Shiva consciousness. My name is Radhika Iyer Talati and I have curated this Shiva meditation based on my own experiences of deep meditation practices in the Himalayas. This meditation is a medicine that produces a deep state of relaxation that'll help you focus on your inner senses. Shiva is the master of destruction, creation, and regeneration. In essence, he is formless and undefined. He is the cosmic consciousness that operates this and many more such universes. This meditation on Shiva, by visualizing him in many of his endless forms, is a way of bowing down to your truest inner self and of awakening your third eye. Before you begin, it's good to wear comfortable loose clothing. Make sure you find a clean, well-ventilated spot where you will not be disturbed. Sit comfortably with your legs crossed and your spine upright. Place your hands over each other and make sure to keep your eyes gently closed. Use this time to release yourself from the responsibilities that you have. Just for a little while, allow yourself to become free. Allow yourself to experience bliss. Now bring your focus to your breath. As you start connecting to the breathing pattern, you will feel your breaths grow longer and deeper. Just breathe in and breathe out, letting yourself leave the outside world behind you slowly. Think about your intention or sankalpa at this point. Why are you doing this meditation? Repeat it in your mind 3 times, becoming fully aware of all that you're wishing. In your mind's eye, imagine a path. It can be any type of path you choose, but at the end of it, you're able to see a door. A door that seems to open into something very, very interesting. Intrigued, you walk towards the door, and as you push it open, it seems to open into your inner world. You see a ray of golden light that's warm and inviting. You step into it and instantly experience immense warmth and harmony. Take a deep breath now and close the door to the outside world for a bit. Allow yourself to fully engage into this inner world, a world where you are safe and happy. Don't worry if your mind wanders. Gently nudge the mind to focus on the breath, on the sound of my voice. Allow me to guide you within. Feel your toes and feet begin to relax. Feel your legs relax. Feel your thigh muscles loosen, followed by the muscles in your abdomen. Lift your spine and become aware of this moment. As you progress in this internal path, you're able to visualize a form just a little ahead of you. A massive form full of light, almost translucent. And as you move closer, you're able to see Shiva himself. You become still, simply staring at this form. Shiva is the first guru of yogic knowledge. It is he who paves the path to enlightenment. It is he who creates the 84 lakh asanas with his ecstatic dancing as Nataraja on the Himalayas. Shiva is universal consciousness. He is a yogi, a loving husband, a caring father, and a benevolent God. Shiva is the limitless primal soul of the universe. And as you continue to look at him without batting an eyelid, you're able to somehow close your eyes to move deeper within. Take a long deep breath, inhale, and consciously exhale. Lift your spine up and start to visualize him in the various forms that you already know him. It is he who is Shankara, Shambho, Maheshwara, Mahakaleshwara. It is he who is Mahadev. He is Bhairav, Damohar, Ashutosh. He is Naresha, Nataraja. It is he who is Ardhanarishwara. Feel his presence and aura reverberating all around you. Be completely taken by it. Surrender yourself to Shiva. Let his energy engulf you. Bring your attention to the Mooladhara Chakra at the base of your spine and visualize his energy as Satyojata. He who faces the west, who is white in color with a charming face, who is besmeared with sandalwood paste and adorned with fresh white flowers. His one hand displaying the boon-granting Varada Mudra and the other showering us with the fear not Abhaya Mudra. Be conscious of your breath and use each breath that you take to focus on your intention at this point in time. Allow your attention to stay in the Mooladhara with Satyojata. Breathe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold the breath 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Breathe. Now, allow the energy to rise from the Mooladhara upwards to the Swadhisthana. Visualize the area around your genital region opening up a door of deep red light that is emerging from inside of you. Feel the life force filling your body every time you inhale, and feel all that is negative leaving your body every time you exhale. Focus on the area in between your eyebrows at the Bhrumadhya. This will help you visualize Shiva in whichever form he is occurring in your mind right now. As you inhale, experience an internal light flowing through your essence, and as you exhale, visualize a universal path in which you experience an interconnectedness with everything that's around you. It is now that from this red light emerges Shiva in the form of Vamadeva. Facing north, Vamadeva bears the water element and splits himself into male and female energy and creates countless souls like sparks emitting from a blazing fire. Vamadeva is handsome, aristocratic. He wears royal, luxurious clothing, complete with a turban and garlands of fresh, multicolored flowers. You can see him hold a sword and a shield, and you prostrate before this divine form, surrendering yourself to this moment of absolute bliss. Hail Vamadeva, the Lord of Swadhisthana. Continue to breathe as you keep this image of Vamadeva in your Swadhisthana. Lift your spine up. And now it's time to move upwards to reach the Manipura Chakra, where you will be able to connect with the feisty, loud and powerful Aghora. The controlling Lord of Rudra, he is the aspect of Shiva that wields the power of dissolution. Facing south, he controls the element of fire. He is dark and he is adorned with a crescent studded with precious gems and a bold crown on his head. Lift your spine up and open your shoulders to absorb Aghora into your Manipura Chakra. Massive gold rings adorn his ears and his piercing eyes look deep inside of you. He is dreadful, with long projecting teeth and a tawny colored beard mustache with matted hair. He is covered with snakes and scorpions and wears a garland of skulls. The four hands on the left side hold a fire, a khatvanga or a staff with a skull, a shield and a noose. The four hands on the other side hold a trident, hatchet, sword and staff respectively. Breathe into this image. He is looking at you and you're experiencing a strange sense of safety and security around his terrible aura. For he resides within your own belly as Aghora, the powerful. Breathe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Lift your spine up. As we move upward on this internal path, you are suddenly surrounded by this familiar golden light that you first saw. From the powerful Aghora to the serene, loving Tatpurusha, or the Supreme Soul. Shiva, in this form as the controlling Lord of Maheshwara, is the aspect that wields the power of obscuration. He faces east and is related to the sphere of air. Tatpurusha is golden in color. and you can see him dressed in a yellow silk cloth. His head is adorned with a golden crown, and on one side is the crescent moon. He holds a string of beads in his right hand, and on his left hand he holds the Trishul. Tatpurusha is known to drive away all negativities and protect all beings by bestowing knowledge and wisdom in them. As you envision this strong form of Shiva in your Anahata Chakra, visualize yourself seated high on the peaks of Mount Kailash. Repeat in your mind, I am sitting on Kailash. I am equanimous, both in pain and in pleasure. I am filled with perseverance and patience. I am divine. I am strong. I am capable of overcoming any obstacle that comes in my way of living a peaceful life. Visualize this form and experience Tatpurusha slowly expanding into your heart chakra. Breathe with full awareness, and as you gaze at the expanse of the Kailash mountains, a feeling of peace naturally comes over you. You realize that Mother Nature's beauty is so precious, and that she gives us all this gift ever so freely. You bow down with gratitude and you take in this beauty. Tatpurusha is your guide. You gaze around and you discover bejeweled blue and green mountain peaks gazing back at you. And as the golden rays illuminate this magical landscape, it's almost like you're amidst a stunning painting. You become aware of the wonderful plants and animals around you. Your heart opens out and it is able to listen to the melodious sounds of birds singing as though they are performing for you alone. You smile at this marvel and you take a deep breath. You are now surrounded by golden light, filled with indescribable sights, smells, and sounds. The euphoria is uncontainable, but you move upward and forward with more vigor than ever. As you reach the throat plexus, you can see the divine form of Vishana, sitting in a lotus pose right in the center of the Vishuddhi Chakra. He is the ruler or the controlling lord of Sada Shiva, an aspect that wields the power of revealment. He faces upwards and is related to the element of ether or space. He looks like a pure white crystal and has three eyes. In one hand, he holds a Trishul, and the other, he adorns Rudraksha beads. Two of his other hands present the Abhaya Mudra on the left and the Dhyana Mudra on the right. He bears the crescent on his crown and is filled with supreme benevolence. As you take Ishana, this form of Shiva in your Vishuddhi Chakra, you must try to visualize within you the Kundalini serpent, your primal energy that lies like a coiled snake waiting to be awakened. Feel it rise from the base of your spine through this visualization. Experience this primal power rise within your core. And even in this state, deep into this meditation, twist your spine just a bit. Move your toes a little. Open and fold your palms as you stretch your hands in front of you. And feel the Kundalini serpent uncoiling from your lower spine onto your head. Repeat in your mind, I am a yogi. I see myself as the harbinger of divinity. I believe that only good will come of the efforts that I make consciously. I bear good intentions. I am content and happy. I am making sincere efforts to awaken my inner wisdom and joy every single day. I am envisioning and becoming Shiva myself. I am the Shiva that is a symbol of Satchidananda. I am Sada Shiva. Sada Shiva. Sada Shiva. Stay in the silence for a few moments as you lift your spine to reach further up. Become aware of the bliss of the energy around you. Absolutely humbled and content, you slowly start to walk back. You see an eagle flying in the distance. Its wings span a great length, and it looks at you from the sky. And as you look back at it, it seems to send you more energy, more light, so that you can soar in your outer world. With a smile, you continue to walk back up the path. The music from the leaves still play as you approach the door. Slowly, you pull it open and continue on the path towards your outer world. You really do not wish to leave this inner sanctum sanctorum, and so you stop for a moment to glimpse at this beautiful inner world once again, knowing that you will be able to return to it as many times as you wish. You hear the music from the leaves fading out slowly as you become closer to returning to your outer world. You breathe in slowly and deeply. And then you breathe out slowly and deeply. Breathe in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Breathe. Now take one more deep breath in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. Take a long deep breath through your nose and exhale it out of your mouth. Inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Bring both your hands in namaskar, joining them together in gratitude. think about your parents, your family, all those you love and care about. Prostrate to your teachers. Prostrate to this universe. Rub both your hands together and gently move your hands across your body. Once again, rub your hands a little vigorously until you start feeling heat and cover your face with your hands. As you do this, open your eyes into the palms with a sense of gratitude and love for yourself and for everyone who's around you. Relax your hands and slowly open your eyes and feel the energy of your inner world shining through and the golden energy that continues to surround you, radiating from your own core as Shiva himself.